back on the Boss Man Show. New head coach, North Texas Mean Green, Ross Hodge. First day of practice today. Ross, man, good talk to you. How's life down there in Denton, man?
Man, can't get no better, man. Can't get no better. Everything is awesome. Like you said, had the first day of workouts. Guys just got off the floor not too long ago, so that's always it's always nice to have those guys back and getting back to work.
I hear that, man. How's it feel to be a head coach again? I know you're just a head coach at the junior college level, man, and now you're the head man going to the American Conference Coach here July the 1st, man. So how's it feel to get that chance again to lead your own program once more?
You know, I think the word that kind of comes to mind is just gratitude. You know, super, super thankful for all the players, even like you said, dating back to the junior college time and assistant coaches there and the players that I was able to coach there. And then fast forward to, you know, being at this level and, you know, all the staffs that I've worked with, all the coaches that I've worked for, all the players that I've been able to coach all the way through, man, you just get a deep sense of appreciation for, you know, all those guys, and couldn't be more thankful for everybody that's been a part of the journey.
I hear that, Ross. And I must tell you, man, I told you about Coach Peel, who I'm really close to off the air, man. And my dad was a coach, and you know, my dad just loves helping out young men and helping mold young men. My dad'll be 84 years old come August, man. So let me ask you, like, what was your why to get into coaching?
You know, like I said, really enjoyed people. Really enjoyed I played junior college basketball and played at a Division II school in Commerce, and you know, wasn't 100% sure, like a lot of young athletes, wasn't 100% sure on what I wanted to do next. But and the guy that I played for at the time, Sam Walker, who ended up being the all-time winningest coach in the history of Texas A&M Commerce basketball, he said, "Hey, man, why don't you, why don't you GA? Why don't you, you know, be a graduate assistant, work on your master's? It'll give you a little bit of time." And, you know, just really enjoyed the connection with people and players and coming together as a group and trying to do something together, and just fell in love with that. And it's always kind of been a big part of who I am. You know, I was an okay player. It wasn't like I was a great player, great high school player or a great college player, but enjoyed getting a group together and seeing what we can do together.
You know what, Ross, when you say that, man, because I feel like playing sports from age 4 or up to, I'm almost 40 now, it's like, it taught me about people, yep, all different backgrounds. It taught me about people, diversity at 4, 5, 6 years old, playing little peewee t-ball and basketball and football. I feel like it taught me. That's why I'm going to deal with people the way I can, because I feel like sports molded me to see different people, different backgrounds, you know, how to deal with anybody from any walk of life. I feel like sports does it for us as people. Like, we can just make the world like we have our sports teams. It'll be a better place, man.
Exactly, man. And now you said it right, you know, in a society that, you know, feels, you know, in a way that's, like you said, everything's so divisive and everything's, it feels like everybody, you know, not everybody, but the powers that be are trying to find ways to wedge divides in people. And like you said, sports is such a unifier, you know, and like you said, you come together for a common goal, you know, and it's a beautiful thing, really is.
No doubt, man. You know, and like you said, man, I feel like this time of year, workouts, as you guys are going through right now, is when you build that chemistry and camaraderie. Now, I'm a football player by trade. That's why I played in college. But okay, for football, for me, like, for us guys going on that track together, running them stairs together, running them gassers, that brings us together when you have a tough game on the road. It's not going your way. So it's like this time of the year, getting guys together, getting that oneness together, getting that activity bodes well for you when you get to hell, dog days of January, February, and March, when things can't get tough, you have to overcome adversity to win and advance.
Yeah, man, it is a great time. Like you said, usually your class load is a little lighter in the summer, and you're not spending as much time in the academic center with, you know, tutors and academic appointments. So it does really slow down. And as a team, you kind of get to just focus on yourselves and growing together and getting to know each other on a deeper level. And, you know, you don't have the stresses of game activity. So it's really just all about improvement. And, you know, you get to, that is something that we try to make sure we're really doing, is spending time away from the court during the summer and just giving all these guys to get a chance to know each other's stories, man. And you get to, you know, view people in a different light when you really understand them. And maybe, you know, maybe you have similar challenges, maybe you had different challenges, but, you know, we all have challenges in life. And, you know, getting those guys to connect on a human being level is really important.
100%. I feel like that's the most important thing about it, that human connectivity right there. And I was going to ask you, Ross, so for your program, what are going to be the key pillars for your program going forward, where guys know when they come to become a North Texas Mean Green, this is what we expect you to be, what our program is about?
Yeah, you know, our core principles, you know, haven't really changed, man. You know, we're a believe, you know, program. You know, you have to believe that we can do things that no one else outside of the room thought that we could do at North Texas. And even we've got to believe that, you know, like you said, going into a new league, and we have to believe that we can compete for national championships and win national championships. And then other, you know, one of our other big core components is serve, you know, it's believe, serve, and compete. And, you know, like we were talking earlier, you mentioned in a world right now that kind of is just everything's about what can you get and how much can I get, and I should be getting this, and entitlement and social media, and everybody's telling you like what you deserve and what you should be getting. You know, we spend a lot of time talking about what should you be giving, you know, and to ultimately get the things that we all want to get, you have to be willing to give, whether it's of your time, and you got to be willing to make sacrifices. You got to be in service to others, you know, inside the program and outside the program. And then the last one is compete, you know, so it's believe, serve, and compete. And, you know, that one's probably the most self-explanatory of them all. You know, you got to be ready to compete on a daily basis, compete in the classroom, compete on the court, and make sure you're doing it at the best of your availability every day.
100%, Ross. I can believe you right there. I'll tell you what, man. That's one that really is really my whole career. Believe, compete, and serve, because I own this show outright. 14 years from the grassroots ground up, man. Nobody helped me make myself, brother. I had to do it myself. When I asked for some meets of people, I got stewed off for rain checks. So nobody made me. I had to make myself, man.
It's a beautiful thing about it, man. I'm sure you ran into some people along the way that maybe even tried to, you know, deter you from even doing it. Like, hey, man, yes, I don't know if you can do that, or, you know, are you sure you think you can do that? And it is such a, you know, we talk about it, like the people in that room, you know, in that locker room, they have to believe at an elite level, because there will be people outside of it. It could be family, friends, you know, whoever, former teammates, that in their mind, they don't think you should be doing this at North Texas, but you have to believe you can do it at North Texas.
No doubt. And I'm asking this, Ross, with going to the American Conference, how did it change the guys you can recruit now, and also the more resources you're going to have going forward now to go out and recruit, maybe use NIL money with collectives and all that kind of good stuff? How has that been, knowing that, hey, with the American Conference opening some opportunities for you guys and for your whole program going forward now with the exposure?
Yeah, no, it's exciting times, man, definitely. With the move to the American, we had our conference meetings last week, and, you know, one of the ESPN executives in our coaches meeting said that it was the second most watched league in the country, only behind the Big 12. And so you got, you know, just incredible opportunities on national TV, incredible coaches, incredible programs, the ones that we're adding. If you look at what FAU did, you know, UAB, obviously we're very familiar with those programs. Charlotte won the CBI, us winning the NIT, you know, and then you have, you know, Memphis and Wichita State, Tulsa, Temple, Tulane. Coach Hunter has done a tremendous job down there. So the opportunities on a nightly basis to get quality wins and put yourself in position to be a multi-bid league is definitely something that, you know, student athletes and recruits and parents and our own players and our own, it's a lot of excitement around that move for sure.
And you've been in North Texas, man. You have a lot to recruit from, and a lot to offer Dallas as well. So talk about when a recruiting pitch comes from you guys, knowing that that's pretty much Dallas, Texas, and the guys going to play the American. I'm pretty sure those calls are easier now. Good guys in the portal or recruits you want to get or JUCO guys you want to bring in because of what you all are building down there and didn't.
Yeah, you know, it's a great location. You know, every year we've just continued to increase our enrollment. You know, our numbers are student enrollment's getting better. It's another record freshman class. You know, our administration leadership, Jared Mosley, President Smostrick, I mean, they fully committed to the athletic program and building this place into a situation where you can compete for championships year in, year out. And, you know, it's just a lot of excitement around the university and around the athletic program and what we've been able to do within the basketball program here. And, you know, won the championship in 4 consecutive years. So it's a great time to be here in Denton and at the University of North Texas.
And Ross, for you guys, man, how has it changed scheduling-wise going to the American? I know sometimes coming from USA, it was harder to get games because you were so good. So now how has that dynamic changed since you're in the American Conference now? How has that dynamic changed for you guys for scheduling non-con games?
Well, hopefully it makes it easier. You know, you definitely, when you get into your metrics and you're looking at things that people take into account when they're scheduling games, you know, everybody wants – you know, quad one and quad two games, and you know, feel like we should be able to do that, man. We've been what people would view a quad one game for the last couple of years, and as your profile grows and you have a heightened awareness of you know, the university and the league you're in, I certainly hope it opens up some challenging situations to schedule. You know, and you know, we're in the Charleston Classic this year, which is an ESPN tournament, you know, with I think it's St. John's and Utah, Towson, Dayton, Wake Forest, LSU, and Houston. So that's a great opportunity for us, and a challenging one at that.
Yeah, it sounds like a daunting task already. Man, those are some names right there in the conference, man. Now, are you coming down to Lake Point for the Under Armour event, or are you just doing Beach Jam?
We'll try to hit it all, man. We'll try to hit it all. So, I'll try to be at both places, and looking forward to that for sure.
Now, I'm asking about Atlanta. Your career, man. What's been your favorite thing to do in Atlanta when you come here? Favorite place to eat when you come to town, man?
Now, I don't remember the name of it. But there was a little diner in Buckhead. It was kind of like a, you know, it was built like a, it, you know, looked like a 60s, 70s diner. And we went there every night when the Final Four was in Atlanta a few years ago. And, man, just great food. I can't remember the name of it, but that was kind of our spot during the Final Four. It was really good, man.
Yeah, that was the 2012 year when Michigan was in the Final Four.
Yep. Yep.
And see, COVID killed our Final Four, remember?
Oh, yeah. Y'all were supposed to have it in 20.
Yes. COVID killed the 2020 Final Four, man. That was going to be here, man. So, because I remember 2012, I was getting coach interviews all over the place, man. I was getting guys, hey, what's up? How you doing? Dudes are real fast. I haven't got Coach Cal then. You know, he wasn't
too good. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, man. But it's all good. Awesome. Look at it, man. We'll get your number offline, man. We got to do this again real soon, man. I'm trying to catch you either in Charlotte, Memphis, or Birmingham, which is close to the house, man. Or if when we also do Hawk stuff, so we play the Mavericks to see.
Okay.
You know, I may see if y'all in town. I'll try to come see you up on campus as well, man.
Yeah, we'd love to connect with you, man. Appreciate all you do and appreciate all your hard work, man, for giving us a platform. And definitely, definitely appreciative for it, man.
Anytime, Ross. Thanks so much, buddy.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right.